This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Cannabis Talk A to Z with Frankie Boyer, an educational odyssey.
And welcome. It's Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I am so excited to have our first guest today. You know, we don't talk to enough women in cannabis. And I was just at Expo West, and I'm saddened to say that the majority of people in the cannabis slash hemp industry are men, but there's one woman that's trying to change that, and she is on a mission, but it's a different kind of mission, and that's exactly the name of the new dispensary that Leah Heiss is the chief experience officer for. And it's such a pleasure. Welcome. And I know that you were very much involved in Women Grow, which is an organization that was designed, that is designed just for women in the cannabis industry. Leah, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure having you with us today.
Thank you so much. I'm really honored to be here.
Why are we not seeing, before we get into the new dispensary and what's happening throughout the country, because we have an awful lot to talk about, why are there not a lot of women in the industry? I mean, I think I don't understand this at all.
It's really sad. Over the last couple of years, the industry is starting to mature and change. And what's happening is a lot of money that wasn't coming in initially into the industry is now coming in. And because males tend to have larger access to money, they come in with their money, but they also come in with their teams. So when they come with their teams to invest in a particular company, the women that have been there that have created that company and have taken the risks and put themselves out there are finding that they are being either marginalized or completely removed from the positions that they were in before. And we are losing C-level positions in this industry. I think additionally, the lack of access to capital, it's not as easy for females to have access to capital traditionally. Thankfully, Lindy Lou Snyder and Gaynell Rogers and Greenhouse Ventures just started a female-oriented fund.
Oh, wonderful.
Invest in companies. Yeah, that happened. I think the press release on that went out last week, which I think will be very helpful, and I think will drive more females into this industry, hopefully, and get a little bit more money flowing for female-centric companies. But my experience has been just like yours was at that expo last week. The faces that I'm now seeing are predominantly male.
Yes. Well, let's talk about it. An exciting new venture that is happening in right outside of Boston in Worcester, Massachusetts. And your title is the Chief Experience Officer. What exactly is that? We've heard of a lot of chiefs, but what exactly is the Chief Experience Officer?
So it is a pretty broad title. My job as Chief Experience Officer is to look at how the store feels coming in as a patient, how our employees are trained to treat those patients and to treat our customers, as well as to be an advocate for the employees inside of our organization to make sure that anywhere that you touch our brand, whether it be from a vendor, a business partner, an employee, or a customer, that you have the best possible experience that you can without any of the interactions that are going on.
This dispensary, tell us a little bit about why this is so different And is this part of a conglomerate, a bigger chain of groups that will eventually be opening up more dispensaries?
We are. And we are in a number of different states. We are very excited about getting open in Worcester. We've been working to get open in Worcester for a number of years. The process
yes.
To get through this is lengthy.
Yes, I'm laughing because 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, 6.5 years ago, Massachusetts mm-hmm. went to the voting booths. It was an initiative on the ballot, and it got passed, and everyone's mouth was open. They didn't expect the first ballot to pass. They were not prepared. They were not. They had, 30 dispensaries ready to go. People paid tens of thousands of dollars for licensing. They found out that there may have been some connections to people opening, and everything got wiped clean. And here we are 6 years later, after 2.5 years of allowing recreational cannabis. It's just slowly, we're talking slowly edging out. And I guess in the long run, it's a good thing for consumers, but on one hand, but for people that really need product to change their lives, this has been really devastating, the wait.
Yeah, the wait, it's unfortunate. The wait's very long, and it is similar waits in other states, though I think Massachusetts is probably one of the longest, and Maryland is probably right behind that in terms of the longest rollout. And it is unfortunate because there are people out there that need it, both from an adult use side, on a wellness perspective to help with sleep and just to feel better, reduce inflammation in their body, as well as the actual patients that need it because they're dealing with chronic pain or cancer or something horrible that they need that medication for, and it's unfortunate that it's taken so long. I do hope that all of us will be able to provide better customer service because we've had such a long wait, and that the regulations themselves will be much stronger and it will be a much safer product for everybody involved. But it is frustrating as a business owner and as a patient myself to not be able to get that access right away. You get so excited when you see that legalization happen. I live in Maryland, and in Maryland we legalized medical back in 2014, and we're still not quite open yet completely.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's a frustrating process for our patients. And because
okay.
it's federally illegal, it's not covered by insurance, so it becomes an expensive process for patients as well.
I was just going to say, there's such a mixed bag. Okay, so what will Mission, and I know you have, we'll talk about the open house in just a moment. I know that you have that coming up next week, but what will make this different than the other dispensaries? And is this going to be for recreational and medical, or just recreational?
Eventually, it will be both recreational and medical. We're not quite there. A couple more months, we're hoping that we will be on the recreational side. But it will be both. And the difference from Mission is that experience. It's having that one-on-one connection with your patient advocate. It's being able to sit down and talk to someone about your condition. And we really pride ourselves on the knowledge and training that we provide to our store employees so that they really can give valid advice. And we also have a call center that people can call and ask for questions, or where can they go to get a card, or how do they become a patient in
yes.
the state. So we try to do as much customer service as we can and help our patients with any questions that they may have. It's a very personal approach to the way that we sell our medicine.
Worcester has been very forward-thinking in some of the cafes. There's a cafe, a private club, I believe. There's a couple of venues that are open, which is, for Massachusetts, it's kind of like really shocking. But my question to you, who is coming into the dispensaries in your other states that are open? Tell us the patients and some of the stories, because I think people have an impression of what it's not. And I would love for you to share that when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. Give us the best website, Leah, before we go to break, please.
Okay, it's missiondispensaries.com.
Okay, and we will be back in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and we'll be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
Hi, this is Frankie Boyer. Join me for Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. The series navigates the landscape of the dynamic cannabis industry from science-driven and published research on the health benefits of...
The latest trend to hit store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store today about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an Educational Odyssey, and we're speaking today with the Chief Experience Officer for Mission, and Leah Heiss is with us. And Leah, welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you with us, and it's you're one of the bright stars in the cannabis women's movement, and have been for several years. Who's coming to the dispensaries? What are the help that they're getting? Can you just share? Because we don't talk to dispensaries very often on the show, so it's nice to hear from your perspective.
Sure. The average patient that we're seeing is female, ages 35 to 55. And we are also seeing a large uptick in the senior population. Baby boomers are very interested in cannabis, both as a medicine for inflammation, dementia, Alzheimer's, all different types of modalities. The largest population of patients that we see tends to be treating chronic pain. In fact, that was what I'm treating my condition for. I was diagnosed with pancreatitis in 2001, chronic pancreatitis, and they have had me on opiates, methadone, since 2001. And by using cannabis, I haven't been hospitalized with pancreatitis. I don't have diabetes. My doctors are shocked by the fact that my pancreas hasn't had to be removed yet. And I believe it's all because of the cannabis.
Isn't that wonderful? Mm-hmm. We talk a lot about hemp and CBD on this program, the Cannabidiol, but you're talking about full strength cannabis with the THC. So, but I want people to understand that there are many different strains and many combinations. And that's why working with a dispensary that understands what your needs are and getting the right flavor, the right brand, the right product is so critical.
It is very critical. And what we call it is strain alignment. So, and you may use, as a patient, you may use different strains throughout the day. Even for wellness, you might use something to kind of help you focus during the day, as sativa type product, or you might at night need an indica product so that you can go to sleep and alleviate some insomnia. And having someone who's knowledgeable, who can work with you with your specific conditions, your specific medications that you're on, to make sure that there's no cross, you know, comorbidities and things like that, is very, very important. And it's something that we really pride ourselves on at Mission.
I love that. I love that. You have a very exciting open house planned, and tell us a little bit about that, please.
We do. It's very exciting. So it's next Wednesday. We are going to show a movie at 5:00, and then we are going to have an open house afterwards. It's an educational film, and it's been making its circuit around the country. It's,
yes, and many people that are listening, so I just want you to know there may be a Mission dispensary in your neighborhood for those of you that are listening. So the website would be the best place. But if you're in the Boston area, Worcester is opening on March 20th. And so that's the date we're talking about. But this film is going to be available all over, and it has been. It's an award-winning documentary. And we'll talk about that in a moment. But for more information about the dispensaries and why they are so different, you go ahead and give us the website again, please.
UnimissionDispensaries.com.
Okay. All right. Tell us about this film.
So the film is Mary Jane's Women of Weed. And unfortunately, I haven't even seen it yet. I'm so excited. But it's incredibly important. It talks about really about women in the cannabis industry. And what happened kind of early on in the cannabis industry is it was the women that were out front. We were the ones taking the risks, stepping out in front as entrepreneurs and deciding that we were going to create businesses, and both plant-touching and ancillary services businesses. And at one point, early in about 2015, there was as many as 38% females in C-level positions inside the cannabis industry. I think that statistic has declined just from what I see on the floor. I haven't seen a study lately that says what the percentage of women in the cannabis industry is, but I think it is declining. But I would encourage anybody that's interested in this plant and interested in just starting a different type of business in an industry that is supportive and inclusive and warm, to take a chance. I think it's a great place for a second career for women who perhaps are older, or maybe they're leaving the home and they had a career for a while and took a break, which is what I did, and then went back to work. I just think it's a great place that you really can change your life significantly by becoming a part of this industry and really help people.
Absolutely. So the film has won numerous awards, and Melissa Etheridge is involved. The film, which features a powerful interview with her, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And 40 female entrepreneurs. It got Best Documentary and Visionary Awards at the festival circuits, and it's been featured in Variety and the New York Times, the Washington Post. I mean, this is really a very powerful film.
It really is, and it really does point to, you know, the kind of the parity of gender, and it's a great film.
Yeah, it sounds like it's. I'm looking forward to going myself, since this is my neighborhood. Yes, I'm going to come. I'm coming. As a patient, as someone who has been involved in the industry, I always ask this question. If you had your crystal ball, where do you see this going in 5 years?
5 years from now, I think that the United States will have legalized. I think that we will start to see a consolidation of cultivation in the West Coast, with more focus on maybe processing and retail distribution in the middle of the country and on the East Coast. I think that we will be starting to see some international trade going on from the United States. Right now it's difficult because the United States, anybody who operates a business inside of the United States, is federally illegal, and we don't even have the ability to compete on the international stage.
Oh, my God.
We can't export.
The laws are so, just such a disconnect. Yeah. Oh, thank you so much, Leah, for being with us today. The Chief Experience Officer. This was wonderful. So glad we had a chance to chat and get to know you a little bit better. And we will be back in just a moment. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I'm Frankie Boyer.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. 800-917-2194. That's 800-917-2194.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DV Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. So what happens when you go on vacation and you're a cannabis user? You use medical cannabis. You use it to help you with your medical condition. What happens when you go away? Well, you cannot transport cannabis from state to state. At least that's the way the laws are today. I don't know anything more than that, but that's the basic information, is you are not allowed to transfer. But what happens if you decide to go to Hawaii? Well, guess what? You're in luck, because Hawaii is launching a program for visiting medical cannabis patients. And application process is now open for out-of-state patients. To help us understand this, and he got up so early to join us today, is Pedro Haro, Executive Director of the State's Trade Association for Licensed Dispensaries. It's called Health, Hawaii's Educational Association for Therapeutic Healthcare. Nice to have you with us, Pedro.
Good morning. I'm not even sure if it's morning. But it's morning for me.
It's very early. It's about 5:30 a.m. in Hawaii, so welcome.
It is, but I'm just so happy that you invited me on, Frankie, so thank you so much.
Well, you know, we were just talking about the need for education, and that's what this show is based on. It's educational based. We want people to become educated about this plant. And if there are patients that have severe issues and they're planning a vacation, life just got easier for them, because not only is the island of Hawaii so magnificent, but you will also be able to transfer. Or tell us how it's going to work, and how complicated was it to pull this off, Pedro?
Well, you know, what we're so happy about is that Hawaii has a history of welcoming visitors with aloha, with a lot of care and love. And this was a loophole that we hadn't been able to get through yet, that when visitors come in, if they're cannabis medical users, they have to make a choice whether they want to come to Hawaii and be part of our wonderful experiences, or be able to take their medicine legally. And so this was a monumental move for us. It's a very, very simple system. Any of the states, any of the card users from states where medical marijuana is legal and possessing a legal medical marijuana card can apply for our out-of-state program. Our card is good for 60 days while you're here, and basically what it is that it's an online system, very simple system, takes about 5 to 10 minutes to do, and it takes about usually 2 weeks to be approved. It can be less, it can be more. And all through this online process, once approved, users out of state are able to receive a digital card and enter one of our cannabis dispensaries in Hawaii, which is a fantastic process. You don't have to mail in anything. You don't have to go into any particular government building while you're in Hawaii, and you're able to apply up to 60 days before you actually set foot on our shores. So it's a fantastic process. We're really happy with it. It's the only one of its kind so far in the nation. And our world-class facilities are welcoming visitors already, even though the program just launched essentially over a week and a half ago.
Wow. Okay, so how long has it been legal for cannabis in Hawaii?
It's been a long process. So medical cannabis has been... We were one of the first states to actually legalize medical cannabis anywhere in the nation. This was back in the early 2000s. However, it's taken a while for the medical dispensary program to launch. It's been about 18 months since our medical cannabis dispensaries have been operational. It's been a slow-moving process that it has for most states that have adopted the process. But for Hawaii, it has been particularly longer, because we were really looking to build an infrastructure that would be a model for the rest of the nation. And we were also, the dispensaries were incredibly interested in building products that were unique to our island terrain, that were unique to our populations. So we've really taken our time to do this right. And so within the last 18 months, we've been ramping up, the dispensaries have been ramping up operations so that they're able to meet the demand that will come in with the new out-of-state patient program.
So you have been involved in this from the very beginning, the very onset. And, you know, we hear about the power of this plant. What's it been like for you to be a part of this evolution?
Well, you know, I first became involved in this process when I personally was recommended by a physician to try it for several conditions that I was diagnosed with. And to be honest, I was a little bit shocked about the thought of using a medicinal cannabis.
And
I was shocked also at the lack of information that there is. So, you know, I thank you, Frankie. It was places like your show, it was places on the internet that are very comprehensive and very educational that helped me navigate the system and understand what exactly we needed to do. There's still a huge lack of ability for people to find out information, mainly because of the misconceptions that there are that are placed through years of prohibition and years of misinformation, and years of myths and you know, wise tales about what it can and cannot do. So it's been an incredibly enlightening process for me to be on the other side and have the opportunity to be able to educate others about not just the laws and the programs, but also about the effects and the possibilities that there are, and more importantly, in demysticizing in destigmatizing what it is like to really be part
yes.
of a medical cannabis program.
So who is getting involved in the industry in Hawaii right now? Are you seeing, we just talked to someone who from the States who is saying that it's mostly 35 to 55-year-olds and baby boomers are starting to understand. I just read an article yesterday that chronic pain users, the elderly senior population, have been given some forms of cannabis, whether it's the CBD with a little bit of the THC, but they've been using it in trying to help control some of the pains, getting off the opioids. I'm just curious, what's the population that, if you have any of those statistics in Hawaii?
Yeah, sure. The Department of Health provides statistics as to the types of users that we have in the demographics. We have a bit over 24,000 local residents who have their medical cannabis cards. And what we see is that a majority do tend to be male, about a little over 60%.
Oh, interesting.
Male. But over the age of 51 is the average age.
Uh-huh.
51 for both male and female. So we are seeing a little bit of an older crowd that is dealing primarily with severe pain is the
yes.
number one frequency of condition. As far as the people requesting their medical cannabis cards. But we are seeing people with PTSD, we're seeing people with persistent muscle spasms, we're seeing people with severe nausea, glaucoma, seizures, people with HIV or AIDS. So we definitely are seeing a cross-section, but we are skewing a little bit older in relation to what you just described. And we think that because our medical marijuana program has been active for a while, but we were grow-your-own state for a good amount of time, that it had the ability for people to be able to understand the medicinal power of it, but it was difficult to access.
So how many dispensaries do out-of-town visitors have? Will there be enough of them to provide product for out-of-towners?
Yes. So we have 8 dispensaries. There are dispensaries in every county in the state.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to let you expand a little bit. For more information, though, before we go to break, we'll be back in just a moment with Pedro. What's the best website, Pedro?
It's hawaiimarijuana.org. It's very simple to remember, and you can find out all the information right there.
And we'll be right back with Pedro. Stay tuned. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, A to Z in Educational Odyssey.
Everyone is raving about the newest botanical superstar hitting the store shelves nationwide. Hemp-derived cannabidiol, or CBD, has been receiving a lot of attention for its tremendous promise on human health. Plus CBG Oil by CV Sciences is the trusted brand, setting the standards in this newly emerging category of plant-based extracts, offering a variety of hemp-derived CBD oil products that you can count on. In order to make the highest quality CBD oil products available, it is important to manage every step of the supply chain process, from seed to shelf. That's why, from harvesting our EU-certified hemp seeds, to laboratory testing for quality and safety, to producing our exceptional line of products, we are committed to going the extra mile. It's our commitment to you. Join the CBD evolution today. Ask your local natural health retailer about Plus CBD oil products by CV Sciences. Follow us on Facebook and learn more at pluscbdoil.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. We're breaking news this morning, and it's very exciting. Pedro Haro is the executive director of Hawaii's Trade Association for Licensed Dispensaries. Health, Hawaii's Educational Association for Therapeutic Healthcare. And we're talking about the fact that when you go to visit Hawaii, it's the first, is this going to be, do you think state will now have an opportunity so that if you go to visit in Florida, you'll be able to go and get your cannabis or your CBD at a dispensary, or right now the only state that can do that is Hawaii?
There are other states that have similar programs. Hawaii definitely has the most comprehensive program because we're able to take cards, we're able to accept applicants from any of the other states that have legal cannabis programs. Some other states have a little bit of a different structure, but we definitely have a very comprehensive program.
Okay. So you were just sharing with us that there's an application. How does it work? Tell us the logistics of how this works, Pedro, and it's so brilliant, but how does it work?
So we say that the entire application process takes between 5 to 10 minutes. Essentially, what you will need, and you can go to marijuanahawaii.org to be able to see the steps written down and with appropriate links to all the appropriate websites. But essentially, you're going to need to have a medical marijuana card from the state that you're coming from, that you're originating, and you're going to need to have a legal ID, a government-issued ID from that same state. Some people might have an ID from another state. That's a no-go. It needs
yes.
to be a current ID from the state with your current, where you currently have your medical marijuana card from. You're going to go on a website, a Department of Health website, be able to enter all of that information, and you'll be asked to upload pictures of or scans of both cards, your ID and your medical marijuana card. And then you will receive a approval or denial letter. Right now we're not hearing of any problems. Most people, it's a very simple process to get through. What we heard, which is a fantastic story that we heard, was when the program was launched in early March, there was a person who was on island and applied, and within 20 minutes they were approved. And so within 20 minutes they were walking into a dispensary and being able to get their medicine. But we do tell people to give themselves about 2 weeks to be able to apply. You can apply up to 60 days before you need the out-of-state patient program card. And it's good for 60 days, and you're able to apply up to twice in 1 year, so for two 60-day periods. So you are able to renew it. You do have to reapply if you come in another year or in another time.
Right.
It's not once and forever, but it's a very simple process. And there's a small fee, under $50, to be able to do the processing
it.
For the card.
How cool is that? So, but a lot of people have been planning a vacation, a Hawaiian vacation. So this just makes it, especially if you're someone in chronic pain, isn't it true that you are not allowed to go state by state with cannabis with THC in it, correct?
That's correct. So it's a little bit of a touchy subject and gray area for some patients, but for Hawaii, there's really no question about it. You can't bring it on the plane with you. The only way to be able to get to Hawaii, unless you're coming on a cruise ship, which are not typical from the mainland U.S. We are an isolated island state. So there's no other way to be able to get to us other than traveling through a federally secured and regulated airplane. And
right.
So it becomes even more difficult and more pressing for people to have access to medical marijuana while they're here so that they are able to take the conditions into mind while they're still on vacation and be able to just enjoy paradise.
Absolutely. I've never been, but I'm looking forward to my Hawaiian trip someday. But it's nice to know, Pedro, that this is available for people. And this is not just, this just didn't come. This was something that was long in the making.
Yep, that's correct. But before I say that, Frankie, if you want to come to Hawaii, I think you can do a whole series from here. And we'll get you set up. We'll have one.
Let's do that. I think that would be. Listen, Pedro, you don't need to twist my arm. It's been a brutal winter, and I don't need to have my arm twisted. Boston is very dark and danky today. And, you know, our St. Patrick's Day parade is coming up this weekend, and it will be 31 degrees for the parade. It's pretty sad, pretty, pretty sad. So we are still experiencing winter. What's the temperature going to be today in Hawaii?
Well, and so to definitely to add to a pot, we're on a cold, I believe, probably about 78 degrees today.
Oh, and that's a cool, you're in a cool spell.
We bring out our jackets for that, so.
Oh, my gosh, you're kidding. What's the average temperature? About 82?
I think, but low 80s, high 70s tends to be our average temperature throughout the year. When it gets lower than that or higher than that, we don't know what to do with ourselves, so. You're more than welcome to come and do a whole series here, and
Listen, I'm going to take you up on that. I think we ought to. We'll arrange to do that. We will absolutely arrange to do that, Pedro. Pedro, you were sharing earlier about your own personal story that you were shocked that your doctor prescribed. We're fast forward now. I'm going to ask you, what do you see as someone who's very much involved in the cannabis movement in Hawaii? What do you see happening in 5 years?
You know, what I see and what I want to have a personal hand in is providing the education that people need to make informed decisions. Right now, we don't have enough information for the everyday patient.
We don't
have information for providers.
No, we don't. You're absolutely spot on. Pedro, this has been wonderful. Give us the website, how people, again, this is breaking news. You heard it right here. You know, we've joked about taking the show on the road, but we might do it. We just might take you up on your offer. Hawaii, watch out. We may be coming. So give us the website, please.
We will welcome you with open arms. Our website is marijuanahawaii.org, and on there you'll be able to find all the information that you need about the out-of-state patient program.
Thanks so much, Pedro. What a pleasure having you here today. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of
Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.